Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers. We are playing as Sir Croakington, and we've decided to village the small and rather insular village of Sageholt, nestled at the edge of an ancient forest known as the Blustery Wood. Originally named Redbourne Forest, the village of Sageholt is in many respects a dreary, cheerless sort of place. For the past 2 centuries, the inhabitants of Sageholt have remained convinced that their village and the surrounding area is cursed and home to a savage beast of legend known to all as the Red Wolf of Sageholt, who has a lore book link. The Red Wolf of Sageholt is the name given to the savage two-legged wolf creature that is the supposed alter ego of Talarius Redbourne. It is believed that Talarius was afflicted by some form of lycanthropy nearly 100 years ago. The legend of the Red Wolf of Sageholt centres around Talarius Redbourne and the Titian village of Sageholt. Okay, let's find out about Talarius Redbourne. While much of what passes for the history of the Titian farmer known as Talarius Redbourne is commonly believed to be the stuff of legend and folklore, there are many, particularly the citizens of his former village, who believe in his curse and in the Red Wolf of Sageholt. As the story goes, Talarius was a farmer who owned and worked several large plots of land east of the village of Sageholt, a small settlement south of Talarius, over 100 years ago. Said that on a cold autumn night, Talarius came face to face with a horrid, two-legged wolf-like creature at the edge of the forest that was named after his grandfather, Redbourne Forest. Talarius fled and survived the encounter, but not before the creature waked him and his steel-hard claws. After that night, people in and around the village of Sageholt began disappearing. In all, 12 people vanished, and not one of them was ever seen again. It's the account of a young boy that led to the citizens of Sageholt to the gate of Redbourne Manor, where Talarius lived alone. His accuser, the lad from the village, said that he had seen Talarius change form and turn into a large savage wolf creature and carry off one of the missing villagers, Quim Starband, into the forest. Talarius pleaded for mercy and attempted to refute the boy's claim, but he was taken into custody and hanged 6 days later in the village square. His body was burned and his ashes were scattered in the forest, which was promptly renamed the Blustery Wood. I mean, I get what they're going for, but I don't know, a morph. I don't know, just lock him up and... I mean, if the killings stop, if you lock him up, you know, in somewhere really secure, you might have to go down to Talonus to find something secure enough. Because village jails tend not to be werewolf tough. Yeah, but there'll be plenty of places in Talonus you can throw him. And if the killings stop, you know, well, it turns out he probably was the guy. Also, you probably see him transform in there at some point. It's like, okay, you gotta stay there because you keep transforming into a bloodthirsty wolf creature. We'll see about getting a cure, but till then, you gotta stay there. It's not really your fault. You got cursed. We'll try and fix it. If we can't fix it, you'll just have to stay there forever. We'll send you cake. But I guess after 12 people mysteriously disappear and probably die, you're probably not thinking completely clearly. Ever since his death, the Counts of Talaudus still prowling the forest around Sagehold in the form of a large wolf creature have become part of the local folklore and have given rise to the legend of the curse of Talaudus Redborn and the Red Wolf of Sagehold. It is believed that Talaudus seeks revenge against the descendants of the villagers who condemned him to death a century ago. Come on now. Look, I get wanting vengeance against the people who strung you up. Yeah, but these are the descendants. They had nothing to do with it. Let it go. Let it go already. It's been a century. Let it go. Live your awesome wolf life. You know, run fast. Chase animals. Eat raw meats. I don't know, howl at the moon and, get pets. Because we all know werewolves secretly like being petted. Yeah, who's a good werewolf? Well, who could be a good werewolf? Who could be a good werewolf? You could! Pet, pet, pet. But yeah, you're going all murdery, so we've got to go all murdery and... So murder's all around for everyone. Because you just won't. You just kept your freaking grudge. I mean, look, I'm not saying they were right to summarily execute you, but those people, they're not around anymore. They're long dead. Even their direct descendants are dead. We're talking great-great-grandchildren. Which means they, if you consider that blame is somehow genetic, they're at most 1/8 responsible. Because, you know, as I admittedly, probably some of them have two ancestors who were a part of it. But guilt isn't inherited, so that's dumb anyway. Oh yeah, and Sagehold. South of Talonus, and nestled at the edge of an ancient forest, known as the Blustery Wood, originally named Redborn Forest, and we know why it changed now, the village of Sagehold is in many respects a dreary, cheerless sort of place. Sagehold is famous for being the centre of the legend of Talaudus Redborn. It's citizenry to this day, over 100 years after the death of Talaudus Redborn, still believe their village... and the surrounding area are home to his curse. There are three places to visit: the Long Summer Inn, the village elders, and the village merchant. Let's visit the Long Summer Inn. The Long Summer Inn no longer offers lodging to travellers. Through a weak, watery ale is still served in the barren common room through the afternoon and early evening hours. Well, if it doesn't offer lodging, then it isn't an inn anymore. You gotta rename it. You're lying. You're lying with the name of your inn. You're lying. You're lying like Poundland. because they have things that don't cost a pound. You're lying that much. Anyway, there's you can look closer at the waterway owl. The inn's waterway owl is stored in a pair of large casks stacked against the back wall of the common room. Branded on the top of each cask is a silhouette of a spider. Curious. The proprietor of the inn, a former Titan soldier by the name of William Milhand, also serves as the head of the Sageholt Village Militia. Sageholt's small militia. Apart from you and Wynne, the only other occupant of the common room is an old man seated against a far wall, carefully sipping from a recently filled flagon. Engage Wynne conversation. Wynne seems incapable, though at least unwilling, to discuss anything other than the curse of Talara's Wedborn, which he says still plagues Sageholt. You ought to find your way over to the merchant arm. Get one of Aluria's talismans, he says. We've all got them, and are better off for it. Now, they might do something, or they might not. We don't know. I mean, the GM knows, but he hasn't revealed. And maybe he even doesn't know yet. Alright, let's approach this old man. As you approach the old man, he looks up from his flagon and nods. He offers you the chair opposite him. What brings you to such a pleasant corner of the kingdom? He says wryly. The old man, who neither reveals his name nor asks for yours, tells you there have been strange happenings in around Sageholt that seem to lend credulence to the belief there is truth to the legendary curse of Tiara's Wedborn. Adventurer types, coming and going all the time now, he says as he takes a sip of his ale. Folk like yourself prowling around a village, daring to step into the forest, utterly oblivious to the danger that stalks them. You'll do yourself a real favour if you're left here before sundown. You ask the old man about the forest and he shakes his head. They call it the Blustery Wood, he says, thought to be called again by its original name, Wedborn Forest. Although I suspect, because this is grandfather, which makes the naming 200 years old. And if you have a forest, you name it. You just do. Even if it's just... Well, of course, it's a forest. Don't you know what a forest is, you nincompoop? You know what you say when you have some explorer just pointing your finger at things and just saying, name, what's it called? And not learning your language, of course, because, I mean, if they wanted us to learn their language, they should explore our place. Set up colonies and things. It's the wolves. You'll be wise to stay out of here. Though I wager you'd quite like the West, you know. You're quite like the West, you know, that sort. The adventurer type. You bid the old man farewell and leave. As you approach the old man, he looks up from his flagon and nods. I certainly hope you've not been poking about in that cursed wood, he says. No good can come from it. It becomes obvious after only a few moments that the old man has no interest in conversing with you. You promptly rise, bid him farewell, and step away from the table. Whenever I approach him again. Okay. Leave the inn. Visit the village elders. You find the three elders who govern Sageholt as a council in the midst of a meeting in their small building at the edge of the village square. The trio of white-haired men seem annoyed by intrusion. I tell you, whatever concerns you will have to wait until they are less preoccupied with matters of importance. You ought to pay a visit to Adelaide and get one of her talismans, calls one of the elders as you're about to leave. Go on over to the merchant shop and get one and wear it. We don't need anyone walking around unprotected. With no desire to converse with the wounded man any further, you curtly thank them for the advice and step out of the building. Okay, to the merchantile then. Sage Holt's only shop, a dilapidated stack housing a large and mostly useless collection of odds and ends, is operated by a young woman named Adelaide. She greets you with a nod as you enter, and promptly busies herself through a sizable ledger, as if to avoid having to interact with you. I mean, yeah, okay, yeah, I mean, what do you say? I mean, you can't, do you bring up the is a toad thing or not? Now and again, you glance over her, only to witness her eyeing you curiously. All right, a conversation first. Aulia seems incapable, at the very least, unwilling, to discuss anything other than the curse of Jairus Wedgeborn. You really ought to consider getting one of the talismans, she says, directing your attention to the cloth-covered table at the back of the shop. It's the only thing that will have any chance of keeping you safe around. Let's examine these talismans. Alibert stands next to the table as you examine the curious collection of talismans spread out on the cloth-covered surface. Examine the miscellaneous items. Okay, there's a wooden star talisman. This is one of Arlenia's talismans, available at a shop in the village of Sageholt. According to Nell, it protects his wearer from the curse of Tlaris Wedborn, which is said to plague Sageholt and the surrounding area. Yeah, and they all of them have the same description. There's probably, because if they do anything, they all do the same thing, if anything, and they all cost 25 gold. Alright, so it's just, which one? I'm just going to buy it just to see if anyone notices. Eye talisman. Right, buy the eye talisman. That cost me 25 gold that I won't be getting back soon. Well, in fact, I will. But just not from here. Alright, equip the wooden eye talisman. Please continue. At least you got the talisman. It's the only thing that I have any chance of keeping, she says. It's the only thing that's any chance of keeping you safe around here. Okay, now I can explore the blustery wood. Village elders. Alright, can't talk with them. Long summer inn. Been in conversation. I see you've got at least enough sense to have one of her Alenia's talismans, he says. Don't count on in keeping you safe if you're foolish enough to go wandering the wood, though. I am! I actually am foolish enough to go wandering in the wood, quotes the old man. And he doesn't change anything. Okay. The only thing left to do is there's also a massive claw-shaped standing stone, but that's the same as all the other massive claw-shaped standing stones, and was part of an event from a few years back, and they're still there. Because. I mean, we why take him away? Something. They give an excuse to talk about. An excuse to hype people up for Arcandia and Zarthmore. Explore the Blustery Wood. The old woodlands to the south of the village of Hagewold, originally known as the Wedborn Forest, is now called the Blustery Wood. Explore now. Your exploration of the Blustery Wood takes you far and wide across the vast expanse of the ancient forest. Now and again, as you make your way through the tangled woodland, the strange echoing cries of some distant creature rise into the air, causing you to glance over your shoulder and hasten your step. Explore again. You're now standing at the northern end of a narrow, overgrown path that leads south into the very heart of the forest. As you gaze along the tangled, twisting path, an unsettled feeling comes over you. Suddenly, a distant, ghastly howl rises into the air, sending a shiver jolting down the length of your spine. I have now found a large clearing deep in the forest, and I can go back to them whenever. With the sounds of nearby battle still ringing in your ears, you turn and quickly set off on your way through the forest. And that's where you go to get to one of those multiplayer battles. But there's another thing I'm looking for here. Alright, that's the nothing message. You've made a special note of this location, a hidden cave in the mist of the wood, and may return to it in the future whenever you explore the blustery wood. You're standing before the shadowy mouth of the cave, hidden beneath an overhanging rock face, deep in the tangled mist of blustery wood. This is, without a doubt, the cave that Tassarik told you about now. Now, Tassarik told us about this cave in Hawklaw more than a couple of hundred episodes ago, when Sir Crokington was just starting out, and she hasn't went there yet. But now we can enter the cave. With the light casting its reassuring glow, you step into the dark interior of the cave. An eerie silence fills the twisting passages of this gloomy subterranean lair. Behind you to the west, the pale light of the forest outside spills in through the mouth of the cave. Okay, now this cave is mostly just one big spiral. And I'm just off the inner part of the spiral. Inner part of the spiral. Your pulse, and I've just moved to the innermost part of the spiral. Your pulse begins to race as seven sinister shapes loom out of the darkness ahead. You instinctively assume a defensive stance as a group of cave goblins step into view. The vicious, armor-clad humanoids appear to be in the throes of starvation, as indicated by their emancipated forms. However, you sense their plight is no natural ordeal. Despite their apparent frailty, the cruel creatures shriek savagely as they draw their weapons and rush forward to attack. You quickly adjust your positions, you only have to face them one at a time. The first of seven cave goblins is an emancipated cave goblin. The shrieking cave goblin strikes out with his crude weapon. I go into a battle wage. I'm not particularly angry at you, but I'm angry at what's messed with your mind even more than usual. But anyway, you're still going to die. The next of the frail, sickly goblins shrieks wildly as it hurls itself at you in a savage frenzy. You face the second of the same cave goblins. Strikes you. Enemy deals you a savage blow for 7 damage, and it is slain. Alright, quick combat. This number 3. Oh, don't seem to be getting any XP for defeating them. Curious. I guess I'll get XP when I've beat the whole group. 6 of 7. The last of the frail, sickly goblins shrieks wildly as it hurls itself at you in a savage frenzy. You face the last of the 7 cave goblins. It's a sickly cave goblin, 7 of 7. Quick combat. 64 XP to general. You step back from the bloodied remains of the last goblin and take a few moments to catch your breath. After making certain there are no more of the foul creatures lurking nearby, you once again prepare to set off on your way through the cave. Okay, now I'm spiralling along the cave. Your pulse begins to race as 4 sinister shapes loom out of the darkness ahead. You instinctively assume a defensive stance as a group of cave goblins step into view. The vicious, armour-clad humanoids appear to be in the throes of starvation, as indicated by their emancipated forms. However, you sense their plight is no natural ordeal. Despite their apparent frailty, the savage creatures shriek savagely as they draw their weapons and rush forward to attack. You quickly adjust your positions, you only have to face them one at a time. Although I could probably easily take them all on at once, it just isn't an option for that. You face your first of 4 cave goblins, sickly cave goblin. Alright. Just going through him. The next of the frail, sickly goblin shrieks wildly as it hurls itself at you in a savage frenzy. Number 3 of 4. Here comes the last one. and slain, and another 64 XP for defeating off this group. Alright, I'll just take this chime to do a bit of healing. Alright. Alright, here's another group. And there's six of them this time. Just going to quick combat these very quickly. Oh, I've stored another quick stone 20. If I ever get into a fight that's tough, that will come in handy. And I will be soon, because, you know, multiplayer battle. And there's the sixth and final, 64 XP to general. Alright. Your pulse begins to waste. Six sinister shapes loom out of the darkness ahead. You instinctively assume a defensive stance as a group of K-goblins step into view. The vicious, armor-clad humanoids appear to be in a froze of starvation, as indicated by their anticipated forms. However, you sense their plight is no natural ordeal. Despite their apparent frailty, the cruel creatures screech savagely as they draw their weapons and rush forward to attack. You quickly adjust your position. You only have to face them one at a time. Alright, just going to quick combat my way through this six. There's two. And three. No XP for finishing the combats. Probably because they're just that weak. Or something like that. Last one. Place the last six scholar and the smasher. Wallop them for the final hit. 64 XP to general. You step back from the bloodied remains of the last goblin and take a few moments to catch your breath. After making certain there are no more of the foul creatures lurking nearby, you once again prepare to set off on your way through the cave. Continuing on to the outside edge of the spiral. Your pulse begins to waste as six sinister shapes loom out of the darkness ahead. You instinctively assume a defensive stance as a group of cave goblins step into view. The vicious, armor-clad humanoids appear to be in the throes of starvation, as indicated by their anticipated forms. However, you sense their plight is no natural ordeal. Despite their apparent frailty, the cruel creatures shriek savagely as they draw their weapons and rush forward to attack. You quickly adjust your position, so you only have to face them one at a time. Alright, just going to quick combat these ones. That's one and two. Pushing them out of their misery. And I think this is quite possibly one of the cases where you say that where it might actually be a good thing for them to die. Because I don't think they're having any quality of life now. But what has messed with them? Now we gotta, I don't know, smash it, take it out of there. Whatever it is, we gotta stop it. Who knows what it, I mean, it might. Who knows what it will mess with next? Could even be humans. Or cuter. Or bugs. Or birds. Or foxes. Who knows? Gotta stop it doing whatever it's doing. There's the fourth one. And the fifth one, no combat XP for defeating them. Because as hard as they're trying, they're not actually that strong. And then the 64 XP to general. Well, it all adds up. Now, I happen to know there's a series of checks from, you know, having done this several times. There's a series of checks at the end of the spiral, and if you fail them, you have to wait several hours until you can try them again. So, and in case you forget, if you ever happen to forget, it's on the available scenario list. So if you do it, you fail once, you don't have to. The game's gonna remind you, hey, there's something important going on here. And it is very important, because it turns out that doing this leads to a saga, and which then ties into a major saga. It's probably like half a dozen or maybe a dozen or so adventures that you have to have done that thing to get. So that's why I've just saved. So if I fail the checks, I'll just reload my save and try again. Explore Blustery Wood. Hidden Cave in the Mist of the Wood. And those are the only two things that are in the Blustery Wood. It's a pretty minor place, really. You reach the end, enter the cave passage, and step into a wide, roughly circular chamber, at the centre of which that's a stone pedestal. Your eyes are immediately drawn to the top of the pedestal, where, enveloped in the swirling mist of a ghostly green glow, sits a large, round, grey stone. Suddenly, however, the pedestal and the glowing stone take on a new and profoundly ghoulish character as you take note of the vast array of skulls and bones scattered across the floor of the chamber. I'm guessing these are beings that were lured in by, well, this stone, I guess. And, well, the stone took everything. It completely depleted them. And then they died. But, well, at least they get to be dead. Which is not something you can always rely on in these situations. Your thoughts immediately return to the sickly, emancipated goblins you encountered while making your way along the cave's dark corridors. Alright, now there are three options to presumably check the pedestal for anything dodgy. You can use divination, thievery, and Arcania. I'm going to go for Arcania, which just happens to have the highest grade of success, because Arcania is the highest level of all those things. Success. Your knowledge of the arcane allows you to determine with reasonable assuredness that while the stone atop the pedestal is surrounded by powerful magic, it is not likely to be malevolent in nature. Okay, then what about all those starved goblins? Well, we're going to approach it anyway. You carefully make your way across the chamber, towards the stone pedestal and the glowing stone. As you near the pedestal, a powerful aura of fear suddenly washes over you. Your first instinct is to turn and flee from the chamber. Picking a number. Bonus of 20. Got to get 50. Pick now.
Failure.
You were down only a few feet of the stone pedestal when you are at last overwhelmed by the powerful aura of fear emanating from the glowing stone. You turn and quickly flee out of the chamber. Well, as the thing I said would happen. Now just to rush back there quickly. Explore the Blustery Lord. The cave. It's a bit of a mess, but but even if you just to wait the 2 hours, you'd still have to, you know, get there. It's a lot quicker to do it like this. Divination. You sense that a powerful, though not necessarily evil, magic surrounds the stone that rests atop the pedestal. Approach the pedestal. Same check again. 65 success. Your spirit and determination prove unshakable, despite the powerful aura being emitted by the stone atop the pedestal. You manage to reach the pedestal and find yourself gazing down upon the fist-sized grey stone from which emanates a ghostly green glow. The aura of fear that continues to wash over you is now more powerful than ever. Attempt to take hold of the stone. You reach out towards the glowing stone and are once again find yourself struggling to fend off the powerful aura of fear emanating from the same strange object. Same check again. Pick now. Alright, 29 is a failure. Okay, time to quit. Alright, let's... It's a Sage Halt. You know, I think this will be... I'll do it third time on the mic. But after that, I'll just keep trying again and again. I'll just keep trying again and again off mic until we get it. Alright, and fee 3. After closely examining the pedestal from a safe distance, you determine that neither it nor the floor of the chamber are entrapped in any sort of conventional way. It won't hurt you getting to that stone, but it will scare the bejeebus out of you, and then you'll have huge chunks of bejeebus just spread all over the floor because it was just scared out of you at that speed and just splatted into the wall. All that bejeebus, just all over the place. I don't even know how that works. Approach the pedestal, anyway, same joke again, 27 failure. Okay, I'm going to pause now while I just keep trying. Oh, I think I've passed 5 checks in a row, which means, let's see, you have a third. Yeah, it means you're let me just see. Anyway, you've got a hefty chance of failing at least one of them. 64 XP to general. As you take hold of the grey stone, the green glow that envelops it fades. You stare down at the plain, smooth, fist-sized rock clutched securely in your hand. We now have a dreadstone.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
three small figures, each with its arms and legs angled awkwardly with respect to their bodies, are carved into the smooth surface of this fist-sized grey stone. A closer examination of the stone reveals that three small figures have been carved onto its smooth surface. The arms and legs of each of the figures are angled awkwardly with respect to their bodies. With the strange item now safely amongst your other belongings, you turn and make your way out of the chamber. This is done. We have no reason. I don't think we'll have any reason to ever go back here. But I guess it's an option. It's an option. They could hide something here at some point. Yeah, just something. They could do something with this place. Alright, continue on your way. Now. Alright, we dealt with one of the curses. Now let's deal with the big curse of Chiara's Redborn, which is in the large clearing deep in the forest. You're standing in the northern end of a narrow, overgrown path that heads straight into the very heart of the forest. As you gaze over the tangled, twisting wreck, an unsettled feeling comes over you. Suddenly, a distant, ghastly howl rises into the air, sending a shiver jolting down the length of your spine. Proceed south along the overgrown path. You've covered less than 20 yards along the tangled, overgrown forest path when you're suddenly and inexplicably overcome by a strong sense of fear. Your pulse quickens and your breathing becomes rapid as you struggle to control your mounting terror. Suddenly, a chorus of vicious snarls erupts from all sides as four large wolfkin burst from the underground. The savage humanoid wolf creatures quickly surround you, cutting off any possible route of escape as they close in for the kill. "You are not welcome here," snarls the foremost wolfkin. As you hurriedly attempt to determine your next course of action, you prepare to defend yourself. Alright, it's a snarling wolfkin. I'm just going to fight that. The savage two-legged creature assails you with tooth and claw, and I assail it with a club. 21 XP. As the bloodied remains of the slain wolfkin land at your feet, you find yourself face to face with the second of these horrid creatures. The wolfkin, taller than the first, has only empty festering sockets where its cruel eyes once sat. "Leave us in peace, meddler," snarls the wolfkin. "Talardus has already paid your cruel price." Yeah, fine, look. Look, if he wasn't, you know, threatening to, you know, go on a killing spree, I'll just leave him be. But the whole killing spree thing. Well, I mean, probably. And we're not sure. Once again, you find yourself fighting for survival against a savage and merciless foe. It's an eyeless wolfkin. This savage eyeless wolfkin swipes at you with its deadly claws and is slain. 22 XP. A large wolfkin, its grey coat broken up by two long black stripes, lunges at you, attempting to whip the flesh from your bones with its deadly fangs. It's a black striped wolfkin. The black striped wolfkin tears at you with tooth and claw, deals you a savage blow for 10 damage, and then 13 damage, and there was another one before that. It is slain. 22 XP. The last of the four wolfkin. Its face, arms, and torso, splattered with blood, snarls as it leaps at you. Its deadly claws poised to cut into your flesh. It's a blood-spattered wolfkin. Begin combat. The blood-spattered wolfkin howls as it savagely tears you. Savage blow, another savage blow for about 10 damage each. Savage blow for 16 damage. Smasher wallops it, and it is slain. 22 experience and 64 experience to general. Standing back from the bloody, twisting remains of the four wolfkin, you spend the next several moments catching your breath and checking over your equipment. When you are reasonably certain that you are no longer in any immediate peril, You once again continue south along the tangled path. As you make your way along the tangled, overgrown forest path, a series of ghastly howls ring out from up ahead. Several desperate shouts, coupled with telltale sounds of raging battle, cause you to steel yourself for the impending peril you seem to be swiftly drawing closer to. The path you're following abruptly turns to the west, and then climbs a series of small hills until it arrives at the edge of a broad clearing deep in the heart of the forest. You stand at the edge of the broad forest clearing in the midst of the blustery wood. The fight is on. A fierce battle wages at the centre of the clearing, where some of Swift's greatest adventurers are locked in a deadly fight against Lara's Redborn, the Red Wolf of Sejolt. Standing nearly 8 feet tall, with the shoulder girth of an ogre, the hulking wolf creature snarls savagely as it strikes out with tooth and claw at anyone brave enough to engage it. You realise that unless he is defeated, today is the day Talaris will exact his cruel revenge against people who had nothing to do with the thing he's taking vengeance on. But it wouldn't be the first time. People have just swore revenge and not particularly paid attention to the fact that the people they are avenging against had nothing to do with it. I mean, see... American foreign policy for pretty much this entire millennium so far. You realise that unless he's defeated, adventurers returning from the battle report the fearsome creature is relatively unscathed. So like with all these multiplayer battles, you can see who else is here. It's just Sir Croakington. You can fight them, and you can rest there for some slower healing, but it requires a lot less clicks. You could just leave it, because I mean, if you want to get the auto rest quickstone thing, you gotta. You've got to get out of this valley, you've got to get out of there, you've got to get out of Sejo, you've got to go to Talonus, and you've got to go back, and it's a whole load of clicks, so... If you've got lots of time, but you don't really want to... I don't know, you're going to go to the bathroom right now, and it's number two, and it's going to be a while. Rest, when you come back, you'll be mostly restored. Move forward and attack to the house where to The hulking wolf creature, easily as large as a forest troll, spins to face you as you draw up to it. Blood drips from the long black claws that protrude from his gnarled fingers, and a steady stream of white and yellow foam seeps from the corner of its gaping, fang-filled maw. The shredded remnants of a maroon vest still cling to the beast's broad, hairy torso, serving as a grim reminder that somewhere... Beneath the savage exterior of this hideous monster lies the tormented soul of Talara's Redborn. The Red Wolf of Sejolt tilts its head skyward and unleashes a chilling howl as it steps over the cloven shields and mutilated remains of its most recent victims. Talara's Redborn is currently relatively unscathed because... No one other than Sir Croakington has actually turned up to fight the Red Wolf. Admittedly, the gameplay implies that there are other people who are fighting part, but they're not actually doing any damage. She's just assume. I think the whole point these descriptions are based on the assumption that multiple people will always be fighting them, but there's five of them running and most people have lost interest in them because, well, it's a single player game. you're not going to do these things over and over again. Especially solo, you only got only really have a reason to explore it once. Or if you've got, you're wanting to grind some battle markers, you can get those from the multiplayers. Or you've got a whole load of interest in these, and you've got you've managed to rustle up a posse on the Swift Discord, which I just happened to run. And I don't get anything, but if you want to turn up there, and you can say, hey, I want to do some multiplayers, and you could probably get a group together pretty quickly. But it's a lot more fun to do it that way than trying to solo them, because even if you're a super powerful guy, it takes a while to do it, and it's just spam, 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 spam. And admittedly, with the dragon, you get the wand of dragon fire, so everyone's going to do that once, but probably not come back. You gotta keep doing the demon Zalor, the big demon thing, so you can keep your finger of dread topped up. And the beast in the bog who is the bog. That has the whole black octagonal gem thing. So there's usually someone who's wanting it's usually someone who wants to get those gems, because they're very powerful. Anyway, the Red Wolf of Seychol, begin combat. The hulking wolf creature howls as it swipes at you with its deadly claws. Talos Redborn strikes you with a savage blow that leaves you reeling. You're stunned and beyond able to act during the next round of combat. And there it comes. I did just act. Oh, wait, I'm doing three rounds at a time. That's why. I go into a battle rage. That'll be more effective once we... The Red Wolf lunges at you and sinks his fearsome fangs deep into your flesh, 25 damage and feeling suddenly strange. Am I going to turn into a werewolf now? That's never really been developed. Red Wolf lunges at you and sinks its fearsome fangs deep into your flesh. Simply strange, 30 damage. Savage blow leaves you reeling. I'm stunned. Fangs deep flesh, 20. Stunned. Oh, good. I've done enough rounds of just physical that I spot an opening, defenses your enemy, and unleash a truly devastating attack for 83 damage. And I'm forced to retreat. Alright, I did 1220 damage. And the enchantments helped. Alright, just gonna pause while I rest up. Alright, fully healed, back to bashing it. Bash, 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 bash. Use the quick stone. Bash, 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 bash. Forced to retreat. Alright, I only did 888 damage that time. Okay. And heal. And attack again. Keep going. I'm going to use all three of my quickstone 20s. Yeah, each of them gives a devastating attack for 83 damage. I'm going to run away now. I fled. I did 1,602 damage that time. Right, heal, 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 heal. Move forward and attack. Okay, keep going. Devastating attack, but I was stunned that round, so it doesn't help. Devastating attack. Forced to retreat. Alright, another 1,200-ish damage. Heal, 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 heal. Move forward and attack. Use the Wand of Dragonfire. Just did 104 damage that time, not very much. And some Battle Rage helped out too. Forced to retreat. And did 1,722 damage that time. Alright, he's down to wounded now. This is a pretty easy thing to solo, all things considered. Alright, I'm going to equip my neck. Oh, Battle Rage helped out again. 1,650 damage that time. Substantially wounded. I'm going to risk it. I'm going to risk equipping the Iron Frog Amulet. That gets me more health. But of course, if those talismans actually do anything, they're not doing them anymore. Here we go. Devastating attack. Yeah, the devastating attacks are extra damage you do for just wailing on it. Substantially wounded. Right, is it 55, 54, 53, 52, and 1? I feel very strange. 789 damage that time. Okay, I'm going to rest for a bit. Yeah, that's enough resting. Stop resting. I healed a lot, but not all of my Neville Reserve was healed up that time. And flee. Another 706 damage. And heal. And back to business. Alright. Talia's Redborn is more than half dead now. And I got a whole round. And down to 39 health. Gonna flee. Flee from combat quickly. And 1,331 damage. Ooh, a palindrome. Very nice. I like doing palindrome damage. Alright, and keep. Down to 40%. 36, 35, 33. Got a good battle wage to help out with that. Ooh. 2,547 points of damage. That's a lot. And heal up. And back at it. 30% left. 28. 27, 26. Oh, I'm nearly... one more bash. Down to 50 health. Time to run. Doesn't look like running resets the devastating attack thing, which is handy. Yeah, I'm still doing the devastating attacks even though I've won. It's if you use magic, it's turned off because presumably if you've got super powerful magic, you don't need those as well. Just how it works. Alright, keep going. Savage blow that leaves you reeling. I'm stunned. Red Wolf lunges at you and sinks his fearsome fangs deep into your flesh. You suddenly feel very strange and take 54 damage. And that's what that leads to, we don't see. Shake off the lingering effects of the blow that time. Very nice. Keep going. I'm down to 52. Oh no! Oh, I was killed! Oh no! I lost the dreadstone! Did I lose the dreadstones? Yeah, I lost the dreadstones. Okay, I'm gonna have to pause while I get the dreadstone back. Oh, I've got the dreadstone again now. Let's get out of here quickly and save. Because I don't want to have to go through that. To go through those checks about a dozen times again to get it again. Alright, call off the exploration. Travel to Talonus. To save. Okay. Now back to the Blustery Wood. Large clearing deep in the forest. Oh, it's those wolfkin again. Yeah, these four fights can appear are replayable. After a few hours, they reset. So it's a minor grind spot. But I think most of the time when you're doing it, it's probably going to be, on the way to the big wolf. But still, something rather nice. Alright, so it took me about 9 minutes to get the dreadstone again. Talaz Redborn is critically wounded. Alright, bash, 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 bash. Go into a battle wage. And forced to retreat. And heal. Near to death now. 20%, 19%, 18%. Use the quickstone 20s. Up to 70 health. I'm just going to run away. 1300 damage from that. Probably a 2-3 more rounds will probably finish him off. Another battle wage. 10%, 9%, 8%, 7%. And one. 1800 damage that time. No one else has turned up. I mean, they've no reason to. There's no long-term thing you get from bashing Jalara repeatedly. Oh, battle wage and forced to retreat, but 1452 damage. With torrents of blood spilling from the wounds that Widow is hawking torso, Talardus Redborn, the Wedge Wolf of Sagehold, turns and lopes off into the forest and becomes swiftly lost amidst the deep gloom beneath the trees. The bold adventurers who remain standing in the clearing step back from the scene of the brutal battle and cast wary glances at one another, as if they expect the fearsome beast might return at any moment. After several tense minutes, it becomes apparent that Talara's Redborn is gone. At least for now, but he'll be back. He'll be back, because these things always come back. That's just how they work. The fierce battle against the afflicted, tormented spirit of Talara's Redborn is at last over. A brave adventurer has struck the final blow, and has sent the Red Wolf of Sagehold fleeing into the heart of the Blustery Wood. As the brave adventurers who pitched the brutal battle against Solara slowly make their way to the edge of the clearing, you make one last look at the shadows of the deeper wood, into which the foul beast fled. Despite your elation, having played an important part, in fact a very important part, in defeating Talaudus, You can't help but think that this is not the last you will see of the Red Wolf of Sagehold. All right, and the Red Wolf will be back in just under 7 hours. During the details of the last battle, Sir Croakington did 21,082 damage in a battle that lasted 8 hours and 31 minutes. About 20 of those minutes were actual fighting, and the rest of it was when going, "Rah! Rah! Rah! I'm big and scary! Would someone please turn up? I want to take revenge on someone, but I've forgotten how to, I don't know how to leave this clearing." It's still the best, because it'd be weird if, say, they had a system where if a multiplayer went unchallenged for long enough, you damage is done to a nearby place. And then you've got to pay, and it takes a while for it to restore, I guess. Yeah. Something to consider. But I think that kind of goes against the entire spirit of the game. It's you determine when you want to play. Because if you put that in, then people would feel obliged to fight these multiplayer battles, even though they're really... They've had a few bashes at them, and well, they've seen all they have to offer, really. All right, leave the clearing, move away from here. All right, now I'm gonna go to the city of Talanus, and all right. Just going to pause it for a bit while I wait for the rewards to come out. And here's the great big XP reward for single-handedly defeating a gigantic werewolf. Standard battle reward of 1,989 XP. And I explain these when we're fighting the big dragons, so I'm not going to explain them more. And the killing blow reward, 256 experience to general and 64 experience to all skills and powers, which is very nice, especially since you can pretty reliably get the killing blow reward. It's going to be pretty the only time when you won't get a killing reward is when you bash the foe a couple of times at the start and then someone else beats it up, defeats it a lot later. Oh, and a battle marker as well. Well, and that's that. Well, what do we do next time? Well, we are in Talanus, so... What to do? Well, there happens to be an adventure in Talanus and another adventure in Tar Lake, which is near Talanus. So we should probably do those. Okay, but until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.